This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Delaney, welcome to the show that never stops. The mailbag is full of your opinions about Syria and what's happening there. Some thinking the president has lost it, others backing him up. The president downplaying ties to the Kurds and saying they didn't help us win in World War II. The president deciding to pull out of Syria. He went into further explanation when pressed by members of the media, so we'll certainly dive into that. A new Fox poll shows that 51% support Trump's impeachment. So this is a swing in a different direction for a pretty, let's face it, right network. What does that mean, if anything? And 737s, when I get on them, I'm going to really look around. Why? Because they found cracks in 36 Boeing 737s. Does that scare you? It scares me. As somebody who gets on flights, please, in the tube, just get me from A to B. I don't mind. If the plane is cracked, I don't want to get on it. And Matt Lauer is denying some new rape allegations. There's a blast from the past. Since he was dumped from the Today Show, he's been Mr. Irrelevant. But now there are more people coming out of the woodwork. So let's talk about the president first. I always say that this show is, I hope, a version of common sense. And remember, you're always invited to throw in sense, whether it's through the mailbag, which a lot of you do, or jam it on the digits at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Should we be gone from Syria? The president, like I mentioned, defending himself against all the criticism that's been leveled at him from not just Democrats, but fellow Republicans over his decision to clear troops out of northern Syria, which has allowed Turkey to attack Kurdish allies unimpeded. Turkey launched its attack on the Kurdish militia, different positions, on Wednesday. And the president aligned himself with anti-war voices pretty much on the Republican Party side. And who would that be? Well, one that sticks out is Senator Rand Paul. But there are others who are appalled at the decision, including what's up with Lindsey Graham. So Graham was all up for the push to sanction Turkey for the Syrian invasion, and what he had to say, and he's usually a very vocal President Trump ally, he's criticizing this decision to withdraw the troops and saying that it's devastating what's happening here. And he says, you know, I am pleased to have reached a bipartisan agreement with Senator Van Hollen on several severe sanctions against Turkey for their invasion of Syria. That they should be sanctioned, he's saying. He says, while the administration, this is Lindsey Graham, really tight with the president. He says, while the administration refuses to act against Turkey, I expect strong bipartisan support. And I already mentioned, there's already been an operation that's gone underway with airstrikes in what they call the Terror Quarter. Wow. Representative Liz Cheney, who chairs the House Republican Conference, said Trump's decision is having sickening, she said, and predictable consequences, saying his action aided U.S. adversaries, Russia, Iran, and Turkey. She went on to say Congress must and will act to limit the catastrophic impact of this decision. The White House didn't respond to most requests, any request that I know of, for a comment. Senator Susan Collins called it terribly unwise and said today we are seeing the consequences of that terrible decision. If reports of Turkish strikes in Syria are accurate, after it, I fear our allies, the Kurds, could be slaughtered. So Democrats and Republicans lining up against the president. Lining up. Normally aligned with the president, especially Lindsey Graham, he completely has gone in the opposite direction. All right, that Fox poll, here's what the Fox poll said, that 55% want the president impeached. So that's a combined 55%. That includes 51% who want him impeached and removed, and another 4% who want to see him impeached but not removed. And, you know, a poll is a poll, right? So how do you break down the poll? The political affiliations is how you do that. And this is the way it rolled. Democrats up 11 points. Republicans, wow, up 5 points. Independents up 3 points. These are very big numbers and a large jump since 2 months ago when 42% favored impeachment and removal, 5% impeachment and not removed, 45% opposed impeachment. Excuse me. It's that asbestos from my house. No, I'm kidding. Somebody asked me that one time. What's going on with the cough? So the Fox poll was just done. And, you know, again, like I say, we know how polls go, but 1,000 registered voters, just a little over nationwide, and a margin of error of plus or minus 3 percentage points. So you then break it down. You could break it down a little bit further as to demographics. We already did it politically speaking, but that is a big surprise because you heard me say, this is Fox. This isn't CNN. This isn't MSNBC. This is Fox, and those are the numbers that we're talking about. So that is a record number that we haven't seen in a very, very long, long time. This is pretty scary if you think, boom, boom, out go the lights. I got a couple of emails about this, so I feel compelled to throw it up here at the top. For the friends of ours in California, and there are many who are listening to this show, probably right now, I hope you're not in the dark. Electricity was shut off to 500,000 California homes, and a lot of workplaces, too, by the way. That happened on Wednesday. Pacific Gas and Electric imposed a planned power outage of unprecedented scale, you might say. They say to reduce wildfire risk posed by extremely windy, dry weather. So the power knocked out traffic signals, forced school closures, shut businesses and government offices across northern and central California. Wow. There's a second phase of the public safety power shutoff, delayed until later in the evening, because extended power cuts to 234,000 customers were also in the works. And then they have a phase three. And some places got hit pretty hard. Vacaville's a rural town about 60 miles northeast of San Francisco. And they, everything, gas stations, Walmart, everything, close, because of power. It is eerie to think about that, isn't it? It is. Our dependence on electricity and what happens when a utility company shuts it off. Ooh, PG&E. Lots of scrutiny. And especially because of the wildfires and the transmission wires and the equipment that have been implicated in some of those major fires that have killed way too many people. Stay with us. We're dipping into the mailbag and your thoughts next.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
One of those days where you kind of feel like the way that sounds, you know, you're just moving slow. Yeah. Living for the weekend. Wasn't that a lyric to a famous song? Everybody's living for the weekend. Not to reference the 80s. Kate Delaney, we're in the mailbag, and boy, oh boy, a lot of you reacting to a whole bunch of things. That's why I love the people who listen to this show, because you're not one-trick ponies. There's a lot that gets under your skin, and there's a lot that you also like to praise. So this one is from Clint, and he says, "Hi, Kate. I've been listening to the show now for a couple of years. It depends on my schedule, if I listen live or I actually download the podcast and listen to it when I can. And I was wondering what you thought of Ellen DeGeneres getting slammed for supporting George Bush, or saying that she supported kindness and that they were friends. Her friends didn't have to agree with her. I have to say, I thought it was pretty cool. You know what was... I think good is that she said what she said. I mean, listen, she was being honest. She stood up for her friendship with the former president, and she caught some real serious grief over it. And she sat next to him during Sunday's Cowboy debacle against the Green Bay Packers. And she said, "I'm friends with George Bush. In fact, I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs I have. We're all different, and I think we've forgotten that that's okay." I mean, you know what? I just say bravo for her. Why does she have to only be surrounded by people who, you know, completely agree with her? Now, Mark Ruffalo, who's I think he's a well-known actor. You might not recognize his name. And he tweeted out, "Sorry, until George W. Bush is brought to justice for crimes of the Iraq War, including American-led torture, Iraqi deaths, displacement, deep scars, emotional and otherwise, inflicted on our military that served his folly, we can't even begin to talk about kindness." So anyway, not everybody was in tune to what happened there, but oh well, she can weather that. It's not a big controversy. She can certainly weather that. Let's put it that way. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Jess, who says, Kate, I've heard you talk a lot about vaping. You had that one doctor on who was sort of trying to defend vaping, and I'm proud of you for going after him. I agree with you. I don't think vaping is something that I want to get involved with, but people in my generation think it's really cool, so they do it, and they're not paying attention to what's happening. Yeah, like 18 deaths and 1,100 cases of lung injury. So are you kidding? That's way too many, way too many to not sit up, pay attention, and say, maybe I ought to check out what it is I'm vaping. They say, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, that 27% of high school students used tobacco products last year, and the percentage of those who used flavored e-cigarettes was up from 65% in 2011 to almost 68% in 2018. Wow. So I would say, yeah, that's not good, vaping. But to each his own, right? We live in a free country, and you can poison yourself with all kinds of things. Now, is there a safer way to vape? Will things be found out? Maybe, you know, certainly, yeah. I mentioned the thing about the cracks in the planes, and I got this from Big Al. Kate, I'm thinking about you and your flights in these 737s. Did you read that story about the NGs? Yes. They did a mass inspection of older Boeing 737 NGs, and they found those 36 with cracked wing supports. And that's, of course, resulted in grounding them. They got to repair them. That's about 5% of the 686 planes inspected for cracks that followed an order issued last week by the FAA. Some airlines were hit harder than others. Southwest had two planes that had to be taken out of service pending the repairs. And, you know, there were other carriers that had a few. Boy, Boeing is certainly showing some cracks. Boeing is under fire. I mean, you know, they say they're counting on software changes in a system design to work in the background to make the plane feel like the previous versions. But the crashes on these MAXs occurred after pilots on both jets actually were wrestling with the automated system, which kept pushing the plane's nose down, so they had no shot of moving that plane, and they tried to keep it aloft, and that was it. And then, as a result, 346 people died in the two crashes. Who wants to jump on those planes? Not me. I'm not raising my hand and volunteering. I'd drive across the country first before I would do that. Yikes. Awful. All right, let's move on to something else from Daniel, who's saying, I'm wondering if you, by any chance, are paying attention to what's going on with this class action lawsuit over vanilla ice cream at Wegmans. You know, Wegmans, I don't know where there's Wegmans. There's Wegmans on the East Coast because I remember my mother talking about Wegmans. I guess, you know, look, I'm a vanilla ice cream fan, right? But the lawsuit that was filed by Quincy Steele from Pennsylvania and Jimmy Areola of New York says that consumers expect vanilla ice cream to be flavored exclusively by real vanilla derived from the vanilla plant. Wegmans ice cream has flavors derived from non-vanilla sources, they say, which is misleading to consumers. Everything we eat is fake, right? I mean, now you have to have some kind of a guide. You have to know exactly the nicknames for nonsense you shouldn't be eating, how much of it is chemicals, and I don't know, it's just not vanilla. Will they win this suit? It's just the latest in a series of vanilla-related lawsuits that have been filed, by the way, against various places for fake vanilla ice cream. Will the real vanilla ice cream stand up? I mean, and there's others like Friendly's Manufacturing. They got sued. Cumberland Farms, Blue Diamond Growers of Sacramento, you know, the maker of vanilla flavored almond breeze, almond milk. So it does make you wonder. It does. Here's what it is. Are you going to take the time to know what you're putting in your body? And when you go to a store and you're shopping, really look at the ingredients. And the answer to that is most Americans who are in a hurry are not going to do that. But the lawsuits do give you pause and then make you think, man, you mean so I'm not really eating vanilla ice cream? There's fake stuff in this? Ugh. And I don't know, does it turn people off? Do they not eat that vanilla ice cream? And do they win the case? They may have a leg to stand on with the case, right? In the meantime, thanks for all those emails. And you can send me your thoughts at katedelaneyradio.com. Just click on contact and bada bing, you're in like that. How about the story about Matt Lauer? I mentioned it at the top. He broke his silence, if you will, after these new details of a rape allegation came out against him. Variety reported that Ronan Farrow's book, Catch and Kill, revealed a new allegation from Brooke Nevels, the previously unnamed former NBC News employee, whose initial complaint led to Lauer getting fired from Today back in November of 2017. The Variety story, or Variety reports that the book, including a claim he raped her at the 2014 Sochi Olympics. Wow. And Lauer's denying the allegations and painted the picture of an accusation full of contradictions. He said he shied away until now from speaking out on the false and salacious allegations against him to protect his children. That's what he said. He said, I have never assaulted anyone or forced anyone to have sex, period. My silence has been a mistake. He said, all are being spared as part of, you know, this promotional effort to sell a book. And he denied the allegations. He said it's false, false, false. He corroborated that the two had a sexual encounter at the Olympics, but said the relationship was extramarital and consensual. Wow. Matt Lauer, there's a blast from the past, huh? All right, coming up next, he's in the virtual green room right now. In fact, he's watching the game between L.A. and the Nationals, which has just broken open thanks to what's happening with the Nationals. We'll talk about that and other things moments from now.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS, and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Lawmakers were out of the loop as far as President Trump's announcement that U.S. forces would no longer protect Syrian Kurds from a Turkish invasion. The president told reporters the Kurds were fighting for their land in Syria when it came to reining in the Islamic State, but they were never there to help the U.S. in previous battles.
They didn't help us in the Second World War. They didn't help us with Normandy as an example. They mentioned names of different battles. They were there, but they're there to help us with their land, and that's a different thing. In addition to that, we have spent tremendous amounts of money on helping the Kurds.
Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden is now calling for the impeachment of President Trump. Biden said during a campaign speech that Donald Trump has violated his oath of office, betrayed the nation, and committed impeachable acts. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
This is a woman's world here, except when we bring on Mr. Kate Delaney. He is in our virtual green room right now. So you've been watching the game between the Nationals and Los Angeles. What's happened there? It was tied for like 10 innings.
Yeah, just a few minutes ago, the Nationals hit a 4-run home run. So, now it is 7-3.
7-3. Let's talk about do-it-yourself and Home Depot. So, it's funny. I used to go into Home Depot. I'm just going to confess this, everyone. Of course, I'm not a fixer-upper of the home because I'm too busy doing what I do, and that's not my thing. And it used to be I'd go to Home Depot, and, of course, my hair was on fire because nobody knew where anything was. And I was very polite and nice, my normal personality, but it was tumultuous to me to go up and down the aisles and try to figure out what I was looking for. But we actually went together to Home Depot, and you were the one with the short fuse this time. And there was actually a guy who knew what he was doing, and he said, oh, I got a cheap fix for you for this light. You have a house that's older, I bet, and he was great. He took us to get the material we would need for the light that was broken, and the way to spray paint it, and you were, and then getting a sander for these chairs, and you were just having none of it. Were you grouchy about do it yourself?
No, he was very helpful, but you were just wanting more, more, more. You just kept asking more and more and more questions.
Because I want to get it done right and not have to redo it and know what to do, because you never ask any questions. Oh, wait, the bill's $1,000. Let's just pay it. We'll ask questions later.
I didn't go in to do five projects in 30 minutes.
Wow. When you have people that are coming to visit, you have to do things like fix lights. And how many people out there can relate to this? Perhaps you have your washer and dryer where they've got an accordion door separating it to close it. And, oh, gosh, somehow what became loose was the handle. So there was no handles to it. There were just holes. So we were just going to, like a bad Maggie Gyllenhaal movie, we were going to have holes for our guests to see in the doors that open, the accordion doors that open the washer and the dryer, which this guest is going to bring her dirty clothes. I know it.
There was a handle.
There was no handle. You took it off and you threw it like a baby.
Yeah, I got mad and I pulled off the other handle and then threw it on the floor.
So this is real life peeled back with this version of Mr. Kate Delaney. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because it shows you that there was all this fuss about these knobs that had been off forever, for like 8 months. It was ridiculous and an eyesore. And then what does it turn out to be? It turns out to be like a $20 fix.
Sure. Maybe $12.
Right, $12. So instead of all that aggravation and angst between a husband and wife, we could have just gone and gotten the knobs and it would have been done.
Yeah, but you just like to supervise and watch. So, and then you claim victory.
I don't claim victory. That's not true. Victory that we finally have it fixed. All right, so I could be married to you, but I don't know that I could be married to Ozzy, despite that, into the meltdown at Home Depot. And I will say this. I don't know about all of you listening either, but what annoys me more than anything, although I've dealt with it, is there's nobody to check you out. So it's self-checkout, and there's always a problem. Because you have all these ridiculous items, right? It's Home Depot. And there's nobody to help. Oh, I don't know how much that cost. It's just like, wow. Can we just have humans working here? Can't somebody pay somebody? I want people to have jobs anyway. And so I don't get it. Right?
That's the way retail go.
So, yeah, we can't afford to hire anybody anymore. That's how it goes, right? That's how it goes. All right. By the way, we're sharing a mic. I'm just going to tell you, you need to brush your teeth. When was the last time you brushed your teeth?
This morning.
Wow. Gingivitis. So, Ozzy Osbourne might have gingivitis, but there's something about, I used to like his music, but he's buggy. But now, apparently, he's bedbound and bored stiff, and he's canceling European tour dates over health problems. I don't know how severe the health problems are. He's 70 years old, but I know that he doesn't like to cancel dates, so it's serious enough to keep the former Black Sabbath frontman from being out there and doing his whole crazy train thing. When is it time to hang it up? I mean, why even do tour dates?
If you read the article, it shows he screwed up all the vertebrae in his back. So don't tease us with some salacious headline and not give us the real scoop.
But I'm just saying, he doesn't need the money. If he screwed up his vertebrae in his neck, not his back, if he did that, why go on tour at 70? Why not just chillax and enjoy your life?
Maybe he's bored stiff.
I'm bored stiff. So I want to go on tour no matter what. Even if I have a vertebrae issue, it doesn't matter, right? I'm gonna do it. All right, here's another thing that kind of, this is a weird unloading segment that we're doing here, by the way, for Mr. K. Delaney. But the loyalty programs that you are forced to join, and if you don't join the loyalty programs, then you don't get whatever the normal discounts are, like even at the grocery store. If you don't have your numbers and plug in your card, then it's going to cost you more money. If you're at Target, if you're at some other place, and you don't have the shopper loyalty number, then it's going to cost you more money.
The only way they're going to get me to join is to give me free frozen yogurt.
How about vanilla ice cream that's loaded with chemicals because we don't know if it's real vanilla beans or not?
Froyo for me.
But I'm serious. Do loyalty programs bug you? I don't notice your wallet filled with loyalty cards. Do you have a bunch?
They do. I have one right now. I have Amazon Prime.
You paid for Amazon Prime, though. That's different. I'm saying a free loyalty thing that you're pretty much forced to sign up for.
Well, yeah. I mean, so I have Amazon Prime, which I did pay for, of course, and I have Costco. But other than that, I just my local grocery store is the only other one.
Yeah, and that's free. So you only have one loyalty thing. So you're like me. You don't sign up for all the loyalty points and things you get and all that other stuff because it's like that forced thing that they make you do if you're going to get whatever the discount is. So I'm just seeing them all over the place. Every time, like an app, sign up for our loyalty program. And then you get, I mean, fast food places, you know, pick it, whatever it is. It's kind of annoying to me. But it's either you do it or you don't get the discounts, and that's what the thing is. You go up, oh, do you have a number? Oh, want to sign up for our program? If you sign up for our program, you get 5% off your next purchase, blah, 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 blah. And it's just expected now. I think it's expected with half the and you had this happen because you got a Pep Boys discount. But by the time you got the discount, you were exhausted. You did get like a $25 card in the mail, but it took forever.
Yeah, I got a $30 gift card, but it took like, you know, a month and a half to get it.
And you had to jump through hoops to get it. Not like, okay, here's your coupon, boom, get it all. Remember it used to be, you get this coupon in the mail, or you get whatever, and you... I sound like I'm just whining. And you go and you just turn the coupon in, and there's your $20 off or your 25% off or whatever. But now you pay the full price. It's like when you get electronics. Oh, well, ma'am, if you send in the receipt in this 5 months from now, you'll get a check, a rebate check for however much.
Well, that's the way it used to be. I mean, they're usually a lot better now because of so much competition. So, but I think they're trying to compete with Amazon, and people, the way they compete with Amazon and Costco is that they make most of their money by the initial subscription that people pay. So they have to find a way to make money as well by getting people to use their app and sign up for their programs.
All right, I just want to say one thing, because we're going to just do a little cheap review here of a binging that we recently did. Goliath with, what's his name, Billy Bob Thornton. I'm going to say thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up. I thought this third season was excellent. What did you think?
Yeah, much better than season two where they got off track into some weird stuff.
But then, of course, the problem is you start to watch it and... Who knows what happens in our lives in a year and a half from now, you get another season of it. I think it's cool because you can binge the whole season, but you won't see it for another probably year, maybe longer, I don't know. And I think you kind of lose your desire to keep watching it.
I knew he needed me.
That is a side effect that can happen. Yes, you consult your doctor.
All right, thank you, Mr. K. Delaney. Go and enjoy the froyo. Get those reward points. Sign up for them, by the way. We'll be back on the flip side.
It could be fantasy.
OT Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
One of my favorite Middle Eastern restaurants, Alibaba's, which is just down the street from me. I don't know, you may have one of those restaurants where they have the great buffet. You know what I'm talking about. It's like a perfect Sunday meal, Sunday thing to eat. Yeah, my fave. This is what we like to call odds and ends. And when I say odds and ends, because I've mentioned it at the top, you know, there's so much going on, obviously. What is happening in this country is a lot of conversation over the fact that we've got an impeachment inquiry happening. Then what's going on in Syria, and are all troops going to be pulled out, and what's the effect on the Kurds there, and is this atrocious, like Lindsey Graham says, where he breaks ranks with his president as a Republican? Or is it time to get out of the Middle East and it's just going to be really controversial because are we leaving people who helped? And that's the other side of the coin on that. And then, of course, the poll where the numbers were up, where you had some Republicans that said yes to impeachment of this president. I'll tell you what, one thing that we used to say, and he's in India right now, our pal, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, would say, there's never a dull day. this entire administration, there has never, ever been a dull day. Never. What happens with Turkey? They got ground troops. They're moving into Syria. The Kurds feel like they're betrayed. And Republicans, support of the president, are afraid, like I said, if we were re-racking the top conversations, some of those conversations across the land would be right along those lines. You know, that's obviously for sure. And then the whistleblower. I've heard whistleblower and impeachment more times than I think I ever have in my life. Apparently, CBS News has learned the full contents of what appears to be a memo written by the whistleblower one day after President Trump spoke with the Ukrainian President Zelensky in July. The memo is based on a conversation the whistleblower had with an unnamed White House official who listened to the call. So according to a source, CBS says, the memo was among the factors that led the intelligence community inspector general to determine the whistleblower's formal August 12th complaint was, yeah, credible. So the inspector general testified Friday behind closed doors before three House committees leading the impeachment inquiry. We've talked about that. According to the memo, the White House official described the contents of the call as crazy, frightening, and completely lacking in substance related to national security. The whistleblower said the official was visibly shaken by what had transpired, and seemed keen to inform a trusted colleague, which would be this person, within the U.S. national security apparatus about the call. Wow. So some details are missing and some are apparently there. The official went on to say that the president used the call to persuade Ukrainian authorities to investigate his political rivals, mostly Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. We've heard that before. And also said that there was already a conversation underway with White House lawyers about how to handle the discussion, because in that person's view, the president had clearly committed a criminal act by urging a foreign power to investigate a U.S. person for the purposes of advancing their own reelection bid in 2020. So the specifics of the memo and then what was highlighted in the call included that the president said it all started in the Ukraine. He was referring to, and this is the memo that I'm telling you about, referring to the allegations of foreign interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and the investigation into the Trump's campaign contacts with Russian individuals. The president asked Zelensky to locate CrowdStrike servers, what he called it, and turn it over to the United States, saying that CrowdStrike is a Ukrainian company. And remember, that's a reference to the DNC server where the Russian hacker stole data and emails that were leaked in mid-2016. So it's not clear what the president was referring to when he claimed CrowdStrike is a Ukrainian company, because I guess one of the founders is born in Moscow. And then the president, this is the memo, the president told Zelensky, that he would be sending his personal lawyer, former New York mayor Rudy Giuliani, to the Ukraine soon and requested that he meet with him. Zelensky reluctantly agreed on this call that if Giuliani traveled to the Ukraine, he would see him. And then he raised the case of the Burisma Holdings and Hunter Biden's role in the company and former VP Biden's role in setting Ukraine policy. Wow. And then there's a couple of other things that it references from there. On the Ukrainian side, it's not clear who listened to the call or whether a record was even produced. I mean, did the president know that other people were listening to the call, that it was being transcribed? The official was not certain whether anyone else was in the Oval Office with the president during the call. There's some interesting questions. But there is, in a nutshell, the full memo, some of the full memo described that we were hearing about. And this is what everything's being based on, or at least some of it's being based on in this inquiry. Wow. Where does it all end up? Where does it all end up? So while we have this push and pull happening on the Hill, there's another survey that came out that, I don't know, would this apply to you or not? But in this new study, you know, because they always talk about spending time with good friends on a regular basis is a positive impact for you on your health. But this new survey is saying for many Americans, socializing in adulthood is getting harder. The survey says that, are you in this category? 45% of adults admit they find it hard to make new friends. And they say the average adult hasn't made a new friend in the last 5 years. Boy, that just sounds sad, doesn't it? You haven't made a friend in the past 5 years. Evite commissioned the survey, and they dug into the reasons why Americans struggle with new friendships. About 2 in 5, so 42%, say they have trouble making friends because of introversion or shyness. It's a struggle to come out of their shell. A third of adults blame their lack of new friendships on their aversion to the bar scene. Oh, I get it. I don't want to go to the bar. Please, not again. Antisocial attitudes, so commitments to family, not having hobbies conducive to making friends, moving to a new city. Yeah, moving to a new city would be really, really tough, I would think. Really tough. And then if you're still close with friends from back in the day, they're saying you shouldn't feel proud. A whopping 82% of the people who responded say lasting friendships are hard to find. So really, if you read this whole Evite thing, it'd just be pretty darn depressing. Well, you can't make new friends, and then those old friends aren't really sticking. And I love this part, though. Okay, so the survey revealed, probably should have asked Mr. Kate Delaney this, the survey revealed the top 5 characteristics of a good friend. Honesty, trust, loyalty, kindness, and a good sense of humor. Wow. I'm going to agree with it. Because you want, if you make a new friend or you have friends, of course, don't you want them to be loyal so they're not, if you're being vulnerable, they don't dump out whatever your secret is, even if it's not a big one. And of course, if you want to get together with people, if they don't have a sense of humor and they're not fun. The music means it's time for me to boot out of here. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count. Make it a friend.
In Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while 2 passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.